Welcome, citizens. I'm your host, Allie Grauer, and this is Warda. Warda is a production of Whimsy and Artifice. If you haven't already, visit welcometowarda.com to explore on your own. This audio episode of Warda Curiosities is pulled from the weekly live stream we host on the One Shot Podcast Network's Twitch stream. The One Shot Podcast Network is home to many fantastic podcasts and live stream shenanigans, including the One Shot Podcast, Campaign, Adventure, Backstory, and more. We just want to say a quick thank you to everyone who has backed the Dungeon Dome, the Kickstarter run by James D'Amato on the One Shot Podcast Network, through the last month or so. If you've contributed to this already, thank you. Drew and I are both involved in the project, and we're so excited to get started and share everything with you. Another announcement we'd like to make is that I, Allie, will be attending Gen Con for the very first time ever this year. Gen Con is in Indiana, as you probably already know, from August 17th through the 20th. If you're going to be there, send us a note. Tweet at us at WelcomeToWarda or shoot us a line at WelcomeToWarda@gmail.com. I'd love to meet people at Gen Con, and I'd love to hear your thoughts in person. Let us know. Sit back and enjoy this episode of Warda Curiosities.
One last thing I didn't tell you.
Yes. Let's go out into the hall.
Okay. There was more wild magic on that vest.
And like the same kind that we saw on
like a
the
tiny little speck of wild magic, same kind that we had on the fruit.
And where is Chet? He's still.
He's not wearing the vest.
I have it.
Yeah, we have the vest.
Yeah, it's right here.
He's somewhere.
But I put a silencing spell. It's fine. But I brought it because it led us here.
Tippin already told me all this. thank you. So Chet is just back at the shop.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's in the back. I don't know how long he'll be there. I mean, people seem to be leaving everywhere I lock them up in. So, but I wanted to let you know. You know.
Can you send someone to get rid of the hex on?
Oh yeah, can you do
that? How did you get a hex in the apartment? Is that
just a bad business deal?
Don't answer any question he has about this next thing.
Whoa, a business deal. I'm assuming with Brillum.
No. Who?
Alfred Brillum.
I don't recognize that name.
Tim already told me.
Tippin!
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't lie to him.
Is that actually one of your like your traits or whatever?
It's not a trait, but I think it's a thing that like he loves M because M saved his life. Like, I can't lie to M.
Okay, all right.
So I just choose not to tell him things.
And I kind of like go with it. Like if I don't want to make him like
For the most part you just go with it. That's fine.
Yeah. So why was Alfred Dillon at your show?
Listen. Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answers to. That's my personal shop business. We've got
Did
a problem
Alfred Brillum
now.
Put a hex on your shop?
He may have. It could have been anyone. I have a few enemies, let's be honest here.
Wait a minute.
You locked him in a cage.
Tippin!
So when you...
He broke into my shop. What was I supposed to do? Call the cops.
Shop?
I could have done that, but
Why
I didn't.
Why did you break in your shop, Owen?
I don't know. Ask him. He's the criminal.
I don't know where he is.
Well, maybe you should find him. But it does seem that there are bigger fish
to
fry.
It seems to me that he's perfectly in his right. If you locked him, why would you lock him in a cage?
He broke into my shop, and he was being very rude. And he called me a bad name. I forgot what it was, but it had something to do with my half-gene status. So it was a long time coming. That's all I have to say. Anyway, if you want to focus, we have a problem here.
This vest led us here. Is Chet just back at your shop?
Yeah, he's back there.
Is he okay?
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
Do you have someone watching the shop? Because it seems to me right now people that are involved are getting murdered.
There's not anyone watching the shop, but he's not going anywhere for a little bit.
Why is he not going? Did he lock him up?
Tippin has a violence problem.
I don't have a violence problem.
Did you lock him up?
I did not lock him up. You locked the door, but I didn't lock him up.
So you've locked three people up today in the past, like, 24 hours?
I don't
care. I mean, he's not trying to get out actively.
But he's there. He knocked
him out.
He's there.
He is sleeping.
For you.
Is he sleeping on his out of... Did he fall asleep?
He hit me first.
He hit you?
Yes, he hit me.
I'm sorry. Are we investigating a murder here?
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Fennel.
That was Maeve.
Oh, that was Maeve.
Fennel is just going,
hey, Fennel.
Yes, sorry. Sorry, Captain.
I'm not a captain.
Oh.
Well, you look like one. You're very good at the serious face.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sorry.
I like her a lot.
She's grateful. Yes, sorry. As you were saying, Owen.
The vest has led us to this apartment, which mm-hmm. I am assuming is Isley's apartment and that she is dead. I haven't really, I'm just taking what I'm, first glance here, guess, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Are you saying all this in front of Maeve?
I didn't say anything, so probably, but, so she...
Well, we
she
went out was, into the she, hall.
You went out into the hall, mm-hmm. but the door's open. She yeah. was politely yeah. not listening.
Yes. Playing very loud.
So, yeah, okay, so we move further away from...
So, did
you... Did you say that there was another door that was open?
Yeah, it's one of the other apartments.
Is anyone living there?
Someone does live there, but they're not home. They're using it as kind of, like, a base of operations for the
okay.
rooms.
Okay, so I guess we find it, like, another corner, and we're like, okay, mm-hmm, so... Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Me and Fennel, we were talking. We should go talk to Shona's mom, Rainy.
That's what I was thinking.
That's a good point. No more locking people up.
Well.
Seriously?
I'm not making any promises. It's...
Come on.
I'll work on it. I'll give you that. I'll work on it. Maybe I'll find a different
way. Just at least try.
So, quick question.
Yes.
You still have the vest in the bag. Mm-hmm. Who can see the light? Is it just Tippin?
It's just me. I'm the only one actively looking for the light.
Okay. It's pretty bright.
Can
I think the spell is centered on this apartment.
Yeah, also, there's a silencing spell. Is it the, probably the same one as...
Who gave Chet the vest again?
Notato Serene. This is what I'm saying. Like,
why is it so bright in here right now? I'll look for it now and note it. Can I notice where, if it's pointing to anywhere specifically?
Yeah, go for
or
it. Do it. Let's
is
do
it different
do
at
a
all?
Notice. Do a notice.
Oh, these are terrible.
I mean,
I'm gonna spend a point and do it again. Well, that is a five.
A five. That'll do. Yeah. So you, Tippin whispers, you know, it's really, really bright right here. You notice the light is much brighter. It's kind of like a little flashlight now. Hmm. It's a much solider beam of light, and it's pointing back into the apartment. Back into the room where the dead body is. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna?
I follow it.
Okay, so you're like steering it around, mm-hmm. trying to
and
figure
I'm
it
looking
out.
At her like, what are you doing?
And Fennel's looking like, what's happening?
What are you doing, Owen?
Can you not see what, can you really not see this beam? This giant beam?
Well, I guess I wasn't looking
light?
For it, so at this yeah. point, now that she says that, I'm gonna see if I can see it. I say, Yeah, definitely. Because that's not, because my notice is like,
yeah,
is like zero, so that's a negative one.
So you don't see it, but you're like, yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Duh.
Well, that's what I'm doing, weirdo.
So cool. You walk, you're holding the bag, you walk into the living room, like the parlor area where the dead body is, and you swing it towards the dead body, but it doesn't change. So where are you going to look now?
Swing it towards the dead body, it doesn't change. Can I just go, like, around mm-hmm. the room to see, like, in a circle, a 360, to see
yep.
if it ever gets stronger?
Mm-hmm.
Should I roll for that?
Yeah, do another notice really
another
quick.
Another notice?
Just really quick, because it's tricky.
I keep rolling this exact same thing. That would be a...
Is anyone else going to roll to notice?
I'll roll the notice.
Okay.
I got a three.
I might as well, even though I don't see it.
this beam of light.
That's the exact same proficient.
Oh, that's a plus one.
Yeah, so you can see it now.
Oh, I suddenly go, oh! And it's, oh, yeah.
So as you're turning it around, it gets really bright, pointing towards her bedroom.
And I just make a beeline for the bedroom. And, well, actually, I'm going to push open the door slowly, mm-hmm. because I don't want to mess anything up. But I push open the door slowly and go in.
Okay. So her bedroom has been ransacked. Like, the bed is all mm-hmm. overturned, and the pillows are on the floor. And like I said, the drawers from her vanity are open. There's stuff, like, kind of scattered on the vanity, but it's not, you know, some of it might be valuable. Some of it might be costume jewelry. It's hard mm-hmm. to tell. But nothing really appears to have been, like, taken, like we said before. But it gets brighter as you point towards the vanity.
So, yeah, we go to the vanity and we start...
Yeah, inspecting.
Yeah.
So
investigate? Or?
Everybody throw down, like, an investigate on the vanity.
That is a plus +3.
Great. Anybody else?
That is a 4.
Okay.
Out of my way.
She with the bag.
Oh! Oh!
That's a 4 as well.
What? Okay, so we have a 3, a 4, and a 4?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you guys, you're all honing in on the vanity with the light coming out of the bag, and Maeve and Fennel are like, all right. You're like pointing it at stuff on the vanity, trying to figure it out. And the beam of light hits like along the top of the mirror, mm-hmm. And it like flares. And there's like a scarf and like a fake mink stole and like a hat and a couple of things like kind of like strung across the top of the vanity.
Well, let's see, like, see what are these other things have like a listening spell or a seeing charm on the actual mirror?
Okay.
That's a, I mean, that's a 2.
Okay.
Because those cancel everything out.
It's hard to tell. Like, they might be magic.
Can I remove the things that are on the top? You said there was a flare at the top of the vanity?
Yep. So
where these things are sitting?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to remove those things.
Okay.
And set them aside. And then, like, I don't know, look, investigate the top to see if there's anything interesting.
Does that flare happen again? Or if I can notice anything. When she puts it back up to that?
To the top of the mirror?
To the top of the vanity.
No.
I would like to put things back on one at a time and keep switching them until we get that flare again.
Okay, what do you do first?
You said scarf. I do scarf mm-hmm. first.
Okay, it's a plain blue floral scarf. Nothing.
No flare. Mm-hmm. What was the next item? It was...
A mink stole.
Mm-hmm. Minks. I'll do that.
Okay, nothing.
It's nice.
And then we've got... So...
A hat.
Scarf. Hat.
Mm-hmm. There's a flare for the hat.
Flare with hat.
Okay. So the hat has some sort of charm on it.
Yeah, so I'll pull down the hat and I'd like to roll an Arcanica to see if
yep.
I can find the spell.
Check it out.
That cancels out. That's a 2.
There's something on it, but you can't tell what it is.
I'll look.
Yeah.
Arcanica, right?
Yeah, chat room, tell us what the hat looks like. What is this possibly magic mysterious hat that was hanging out on the vanity?
I got a 3.
A 3? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a spell on this hat that feels like the spell on the vest. All
right.
To you.
A listening spell?
Okay, so I'm going to motion everyone to be like everyone, and then I like, are Fennel and Maeve like looking in?
Yeah, they're like trying to figure out what you guys are doing.
I look at them and I go, and... Okay, so that's a 3 as well for my investigation. It's a 3.
And you're investigating?
No, the hat specifically.
The hat. Yeah, it's the other half of the listening spell.
Oh.
It matches exactly.
Both listening.
Wait, does that mean that the owner of the hat is listening to the owner of the vest? Or does that mean that...
Insight?
Yeah.
You guys are getting your rolls in. Thanks to the chat, it's a deerstalker, mm-hmm. but it's like lilac and pink and blue.
Aww.
It's like a lady, kind of girly deerstalker.
Zero.
What did you roll for?
Yeah, insight. I'm gonna roll an insight as well.
I have a terrible insight.
I have a one.
Because I have my insight.
He has the good insight.
I have the strong
inspired
insight.
Inspired detective.
That's a four.
Okay.
Yeah. It means that the person with the hat can hear what's happening to the person with the vest.
Okay, so that means that Isley Morris was listening in on him, on Chet.
So Isley Morris was a spy for Lutato? This is me jumping to conclusions.
Maeve's like,
okay.
What?
Okay, okay.
Sorry.
You haven't told her about
it. Well, because Lutato gave him the vest.
I grab the hat and I go, shh. I open the bag and I take the hat and I throw the hat in the
well,
silence bag.
Can we tell if the hat's connected to anything else? Or if they're just connected to each other?
They're just connected to each other.
Okay, so it's only listening to each other, so there's no point in staying quiet anymore.
Yeah, you put it in the bag and there's this bright flare of light and like the bag kind of jumps and then the light turns off and it goes very still.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're good.
Wow. I didn't see that coming.
No.
But what is that if Isley is listening to Chet who was dating Yashara? I don't know. I mean, I think we just have to talk to Yashara's mother. Or Chet's mother, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because if right now it looks
Tippin
like...
Tippin has an idea.
Tippin just wants to go and examine Isley's body. Mm-hmm. And can I use an academia to perform an autopsy in the basic sense?
Okay.
Mostly because I want to see kind of the exact cause of death and see if there's like bruising that's like similar to the size of hands of like certain species. Mm-hmm. Or like
yeah.
all that stuff.
Yeah. Gonna have to be a damn good roll.
That's my best skill.
These are definitely...
To figure that out when all the wardens can figure
use...
it out.
Do I have some? Would that be acceptable to use? What's this?
So it's your trouble.
Yeah,
that is my trouble. So that's probably not a good thing. That's the thing that distracts me. Cool. I'll do this.
Academia is your highest. I think that's good. Yeah.
That's a six.
A six. Yeah, you totally nail it.
Yeah.
So you go over to the body, and you're examining the body, and you totally Sherlock it. You go into your full mind palace, your pixie mind palace. And like it's that meme where the algebra is going across the woman's face while she's thinking. It's Julia Roberts, I think. You're like, and then suddenly everything goes, and you see the silencing spell in the room. She was thrown down. She was beaten until she was unconscious. She was killed with some kind of magic.
Okay.
That's usually undetectable. So you're not sure what it is, but definitely magic. And then she was stabbed six times. And like laid out in this arrangement. She was actually killed over by the door and then placed here.
So I will relay that information. So she was killed with magic for sure, but she was beaten. And they moved the body afterwards and stabbed her afterwards.
Yeah.
Is there any other information I gleaned? Like,
It was one person. There was no murder weapon.
One person, no murder weapon. Now that's way too much. Like,
what?
Can I tell, like, the height of the person based on hand placement?
Or,
like, size of
You rolled
fist?
A six, so I'm going to say yeah.
Okay.
That the person who killed Isley Morris is only a little bit taller than she was.
Okay.
And about a little bit, like, a little bit more muscular than she was, but not bigger.
So, I guess, can I infer that this was another fairy, or maybe a similar, like, gene that's, like,
yeah.
a similar size?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it was probably some, either another fairy, or what's similarly sized to a fairy?
A human.
So either a fairy or a human did this.
I mean, it could have been an elemental,
but humans
no
can't
sign
do magic.
It. Yeah.
Humans can't do magic, so it more than likely was a fairy. Because of the magic.
Can I look around her bedroom and see if there's anything like any diary or notes or anything that might indicate why she would be listening to Chet Stockington?
Yeah, go ahead and roll me an investigate.
I don't have a good one.
Or what do you have? What do you
I've
have?
Noticed. What? I have a good notice.
Go ahead and do notice then.
Yeah.
Tippin is a fair cop.
different ways, chat room, different ways.
Thank you, Death Star Dances.
Emmy has different skills.
What have you got?
I got a three.
You've got a three. Okay, so you see that there are some papers, and there's like a leather-bound kind of diary-looking book out on the floor near the bed. And then there's a leather diary book kind of on the floor by the bed. Mm-hmm. There's like a pile of mail near the vanity that's like kind of been spilled onto the floor. Mm-hmm. There's a poster on the wall that's been half ripped of their last opera that they did.
Mm-hmm. I want to take the diary and the mail.
Okay.
Would that be like a stealth? Or do I just
I think you just take it.
Okay,
yeah.
I take it.
Yeah. I mean, as far as Maeve is concerned, you're doing an investigation for the case, so it's fine.
I'd also like to relay what I heard specifically as well to Maeve, because I feel like she can be trusted with this information, and she seems like she's kind of in charge as well.
Okay, so what do you tell her?
I'll tell her specifically what I know about her attacker.
Okay.
About Isley's attacker.
Okay, she takes notes.
And what I'm able to infer, so I'll talk about, like, how the killing happened, and, like, the height and size of the person is a little bit larger, so it can be guessed at least someone stronger than she was.
Yeah.
But more than likely a fairy.
Okay. That's helpful. So she takes notes, and she puts that away so that they can try to hunt down who did this. It's something, anyway, and they didn't have anything yet, so that's helpful. Hmm. Now what?
Now
we have a lead, or not a lead. We have another not a suspect, a person that we should talk to.
Chet Stockington's still back at the. What?
We do have that, but we should also go talk to the mother.
Yes.
We should go talk to Miss Wiss. Which I just connected that would be what they called her.
Miss Wiss?
Well, no, not Miss, because Miss would be for humans, but yeah. Can you imagine?
Can
a little thought journey, a little thought joke.
Mistress Wiss.
Miss Wiss.
So, what are you doing, guys?
We're gonna, I vote that we, I thought, hey, so do you guys, I think we should go talk to Rennie.
Yeah, I can do that. Let's go.
And?
Tippin.
Do you have thoughts?
Tippin wants to go and get the Laguna fruit back, or at least the pod.
We got it, didn't
from
we?
The shop?
Yeah, he wants to get it from the shop, because he feels like the shop feels compromised now. He has, like, this huge fear of, like, what might
do
be going
on. Do you tell them that?
Shop.
That you're like, hey, we should go get that? What are you saying to them?
I think...
Well, I agree. I mean, I mentioned earlier that, like, I was...
Well, let's go back. Here, I got it. Let's go back to the shop. We'll get somebody to get rid of the hex. We can talk to Chet Stockington. We can get the fruit that Embralar doesn't know about.
I'm going to roll
there,
to see if I hear that.
Right?
Yeah.
Say behind my fan.
I'm going to roll to see if I hear that, because I was hearing still.
Yeah, but if Freedy are all about sound.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, no.
What would that need to be? I guess. An insight?
Or it'd be a luck roll.
A notice?
Oh, my notice is crap.
Oh, do a luck roll then. Do a luck.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Those still exist. Oh.
So, what does that mean? It's good luck.
It's good luck.
Okay, great. It's plus two, but it is plus one.
It's good luck.
It's a. Okay. So, you hear it. And you're like, excuse me?
What?
What?
To keep the fruit safe.
And we did that.
You were
so.
You told me that I told you I hid the fruit. You knew that I knew where the fruit was, and now we
all
know.
But why is there one at your shop?
What isn't at
the
my shop?
The whole fruit is at the shop.
So two.
All three pods of it.
And yet, why were you acting so secretive, Owen? You couldn't have just told me that. I'm not. Don't.
You know now. Let's go.
No more secrets. No more secrets.
You know that she's not gonna.
I know, but this is a big thing. Please.
Okay. His tiny little hand.
So I like the camera zooming out of my hand and then just little hand off camera just.
I put the diary and the mail in the bag with the hat and the vest, and I just go downstairs expecting you to follow.
Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, I'm gonna go to Fennel and Maeve. Uh huh. Thank you for letting us in on your crime scene, for all your cooperation. Thank you. If there's anything else we can do to assist in the investigation, or if you have any questions, please let us know. Send out a pixie to my office or to Fennel. Fennel, can I talk to you for a second? Thank you again.
It's a good thing you stopped by.
Yeah. I believe you guys would have found it eventually. You're a good cop. You're a good warden.
So Fennel, like, comes over to where you are, and she's like, what are you doing?
Okay, so we're going to go investigate another lead. Can you go to Ringy?
I'm not coming with you?
Save time.
Okay.
We're doing something else. Your partner, check in. Can you go to Rennie's house, talk to the mom, see what she knows about anything regarding Chet Stockington?
Okay.
Anything regarding her behavior following up the last few months? How she'd been acting weird in the days before leading up to her death?
Okay.
And specifically her relationship with Isley Morris.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. And then if you find out anything, send a pixie. We'll be there later, but we have to go do this real quick.
Okay. Yeah. I'll check it out.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. So, Fennel heads out, heading towards the Wyss residence.
How would I find out what kind of hex, or how would I find somebody who can get rid of the hex?
Did you not get the pixie I sent you?
That's what No. She's lost.
Are you
she's
guys leaving the
wind.
Well, yeah, but
the
I imagine, like,
now?
You're talking about, like, you're saying that out loud.
Yeah.
So.
It's like that as you guys are going down the stairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like, as I was I sent a pixie to you guys to, I know someone, I'll send a pixie to them. I know someone who can get rid of hexes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Let's get that person.
We will. Let's, I fly send down a pixie. I'm like, yeah. We're both trying to fly down pixies and they're just, like, flying around. Sorry, excuse me. Hi, pixie.
Yeah.
Do you have a name?
Excuse me?
Do you have a name?
We like to...
Is there anything that you call yourself?
What do you call
yourself? Like, he's looking at Tippin like, what?
This is Tippin.
What do you call yourself?
Pixies, do you read The Witching Hour? Probably not.
Do you have a message you want me to send?
Yes. Can you send it to, can you go to this address?
Uh-huh.
And write it down.
Yeah, absolutely.
And can you tell them to report to the Silver Street shop as soon as possible?
I can do that.
Also, right, thank you.
Can one more thing. Can you give yourself a name? What would you like to be called?
I'm working. So he zips
right,
off.
See, I'm working.
I just got that.
And he's gone. He didn't even hear it. He's gone.
He's gone.
Oh, nice.
So I hail a cab and get in to go back to the shop then.
Okay, so you guys head back to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
While Fennel heads off to Rennie's house. You arrive at the shop and all the doors and windows are open.
Yeah, I know. I was just like...
Wait, we didn't leave them like that.
Wait, what?
All the doors and windows are open at the shop.
The doors, too? Like, the front door is open.
The front door is wide open. The windows are open.
I'm concerned, and I go in immediately. And...
Is the fruit gone?
Oh, no. Yeah, what is it?
I mean, it was still wrapped up in all of its stuff, but... Did someone touch it? Is there anyone made of stone right now?
It's not as smelly. Like, it's barely noticeable. You guys can smell it because you smelled it earlier.
But I can't smell it?
You can't smell it. You're like, you guys are... Shit. Like,
you guys are full of scrap.
I like call
this,
out.
This doesn't smell
is
like
Is there
anything.
Anyone here? Hello? Hello?
And there's from the back room, there's a, yes, hello?
He's still here. He's still here.
Can you hear me?
Can hear you.
Yes, hello? We can hear you.
And then I go in the back and unlock the door and go inside to the back room.
And he's very disheveled. His hair is all must. His clothes are all must. He's been wandering around this room, like, the cupboards are all kind of open. It looks like he had a snack, but, like, he's mostly just kind of, like, he looks very surprised to see all of you. I say!
Chet, are you okay? What'd you guys do to him?
Nothing. I didn't
Chet,
do
I,
anything.
Chet, I probably, I come over and I straighten him up. Chet, are you okay?
Oh, that's very kind of you. Yes, yes, I'm quite fine, I think. Yes. Am I in a closet?
No, you're in my shop. You stayed here. You got so drunk last night. Goodness, and yes. You stayed here. We provided you some lodging. Have you eaten?
Oh, I had some cheese, yes.
Oh, yes,
thank you
good.
So much.
Good, good.
It was very kind of you to let me stay. I'm terribly sorry for anything I may have said or done last night.
I bet all is forgiven.
Dreadful business. Just one more question.
Yes.
Who am I?
What?
I'm terribly sorry to impose on you. I just not sure.
You don't know who you are.
No? Tippin.
I'm so sorry.
End of episode. Thanks for listening to Warda. Warda was created by Ali Grauer and Drew Merzieski. The players are Amy Powell as Owen Ballard, Frank Gasparo as Tippin, and Justin Blankenship as Embrilar Ardeo. The music for Warda was written by Arnie Parrott. He can be found at atptunes.com. Be sure to subscribe to WelcomeToWarda.com for updates. Follow us on Twitter at WelcomeToWarda and send us your thoughts. We can be reached at WelcomeToWarda@gmail.com. We love hearing comments, questions about the world, and anything else you might come up with. And if you feel like supporting what we do, you can contribute to patreon.com/whimsyartifice. We'd love to have you join us. That's all for now. Thank you for listening.